Thank you very much.
There's a new one by the band called Mondo Hamondo, featuring Matthew Kaminsky at the Hammond organ. Nature Boy. This is the Retro Cocktail Hour, and once again, it's membership drive. You don't need me to tell you what that's about, right? I want you to think about something, though. In today's media environment, you've got a lot of power. You can make a direct impact on your community by powering this public radio station with your monthly donation of $15 or $20. Or, if you're already a member, increase your monthly gift. You know what you're capable of. What matters the most right now is that you participate at this public radio station. Years ago, there was a saying, you are the public in public radio. This is for you, and it's powered by you. So don't wait. Time to do your part right now. Here at KPR, our number is 888-577-5268, or you can just go online and make your generous pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'll be your Huckleberry. It's so easy to voice your support for the Retro Cocktail Hour. Just give us a call, 888-577-5268. You can always pledge safely and securely on our website as well, kansaspublicradio.org.
kansaspublicradio.org.
You know you like it, and now's your chance to prove it. Support this station, and more importantly, support this program. Do it now, so it's here for you next weekend. It's easy to do when you make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
Well, that's the phone number, and the web address that'll get you in touch with the folks here at Kansas Public Radio. During the Retro Cocktail Hour, we're live in studio tonight. Thank you so much for joining us during our fall membership drive. I'd like to send out some thanks to folks who have already pledged their support for KPR and for the Retro Cocktail Hour. Holly Hubert in Sun City, Florida, thank you for your generous pledge just a few moments ago. There's an existing member who prefers to remain anonymous, who upped their membership from Las Vegas, Nevada, in memoriam of Deborah Jean Elser. Robert Schmidt, Topeka, Kansas. Linda Moore, Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you all for your pledges tonight. You know, this music that we hear, that we get to enjoy every week at this time, it doesn't just happen. It takes your pledge, your investment at Kansas Public Radio. And, of course, the place to do that is kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268. Our membership director, Sarah Spencer, is back there answering phones tonight. You can talk to Sarah when you call up or any of our phone operators who are here tonight to take your pledge. It's your investment that is so important here at Kansas Public Radio. What does it take to keep the music going? It takes you. It takes your investment. As you know, Jay referenced this earlier, our federal funding has gone away this year, so it's some big challenges facing us here in public media. You have a role to play, too. You can make it so that the programming doesn't cease. The programming doesn't stop. It continues. The music continues to play. All it takes is a single pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also call Sarah tonight at 888-577-526.
The Retro Cocktail Hour.
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
A production of Kansas Public Radio.
And just a reminder, that phone number to call, 888-577-5268. You can go on the web right now at kansaspublicradio.org. We've had our first Retro Cocktail Hour pledge tonight. You'll be the next when you make your pledge here at KPR.
.org. It's listener support that makes this show possible. You've been helping to make this show possible for nearly 30 years now. Think about that. The Retro Cocktail Hour started on a single station nearly 30 years ago. It has now grown. It's got worldwide acclaim. It's on more than 100 radio stations around planet Earth. So clearly, there's an audience for this type of music, and that's why you're here right now. So support this station so that it's here next weekend for you and me and everybody else that listens. Let's talk to the host of the show, Daryl Brogdon, who's been involved in this kind of music for, I don't know, even longer than this show has been around. You've been collecting thousands of records, learning about the artists, and telling us about them, and I think we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to do it and the opportunity to meet and talk with so many wonderful KPR Retro Cocktail Hour listeners. You can become a member right now at 888-577-5268. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Remember, we're working on a challenge from our friend Dave Baldwin, yes, and Jill Shelley. They are matching pledges right now, dollar for dollar. So stretch your pledge a little bit further by pledging at kansaspublicradio.org or by giving us a call, 888-577-5268.
That's how you get in touch tonight during the Retro Cocktail Hour. We've heard from listeners all over the country. During the Retro Cocktail Hour, we hope to hear from you right now.
And surely, by now, we have at least a couple of folks across the listening area and maybe across the United States to thank, don't we?
Indeed we do, Jay Schaefer. Mary Amatani, Madison, Wisconsin, says, we love the Retro Cocktail Hour. Thank you. And thank you, Mary, for making that pledge tonight. Beverly Summers, Smithville, Missouri. Bev and Danny Summers love to listen to KPR, big fans of public radio, and really like the Retro Cocktail Hour. Thanks, folks, for making that pledge. Glenn Bashaw from Norfolk, Virginia, says, we just found the Retro Cocktail Hour. It brings a lot of joy here in Norfolk, Virginia. It brings a lot of joy here in Lawrence, Kansas tonight, my friend. So thank you for making that pledge. Here's my buddy Jim Giddings from Granite Bay, California. Jim is in Kansas City for the Layaway Festival. We were there together last night. We'll be again tomorrow at Tiki Huna. Jim Giddings has upped his generous contribution to Kansas Public Radio. So, Jim, thanks for that. KansasPublicRadio.org, 888-577-5268. Remember that challenge from Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. They'll give KPR $2,000 if we get just 20 pledges at any membership level tonight. We're well on our way, but we've got about 16 more pledges we have to receive tonight before we unlock that $2,000. So because you're a Retro Cocktail Hour listener, a KPR listener, won't you now become a listener member? And then you're not only listening and we hope enjoying the programming on KPR, but you're also helping to make it possible with your tax-deductible investment in KPR. 1-888-577-5268. You can, of course, go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, and make your pledge safely and securely.
It's unique, and it's exciting, and it's almost always something a little different from weekend to weekend. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour, from tiki tunes to private eye jazz to space age bachelor pad music, something that I really appreciate as a fan and as a listener of the show. Daryl, is when you do the little drop-ins, whether it was, you know, TV commercial from the 1950s or 60s or something. It's a quirky, fun show, and in this day and age, we need some fun in our lives, and we need a little bit of diversion from the news of the day, should I say.
1-888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. That's how to get in touch with us tonight to pledge your support for the Retro Cocktail Hour. You know, we've heard from some listeners over the years who say they don't contribute because they think their donation would be too small and that it wouldn't make a difference. Well, somebody once said that if you think you're too small to have an impact, try going to bed with a mosquito in the room. The majority of our contributions come in increments of $10 and $20 a month. $5 contributions might seem small, but when we add them all up, they become the largest share of the money that makes our programming possible. I can't think of a better reason than that to make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org and meet this challenge from Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. They're matching your pledges dollar for dollar right now.
Dollar for dollar match doesn't really get any better than that. So take advantage of it. Make your contribution now. Like Daryl says, a pledge of $10 or $15 a month, for most of us, that's not going to set us back too far in our budget. So be the next person to make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or just give us a call, 888-577-5268, and keep the music rolling.
You know, Jay, you were talking earlier about the allure of this music that we feature on the Retro Cocktail Hour, and I think for many of us, it's just the music of escape. Maybe it's an escape to a simpler time, an escape to a tropical island, escape to a TV show that you grew up watching. Whatever it is that brings you here for the Retro Cocktail Hour, and whatever keeps you coming back, I hope that you'll take an opportunity right now, the opportunity you have tonight to make a difference here at Kansas Public Radio. I'm sure you heard the news. There was a rescission and all of our federal funding has been clawed back by the Congress. And it's up for us, it's up to us, rather, to replace that funding. And that's where you come in, particularly if you're a listener and you've never been a member. Now, right now, is a great time to do that, to take care of that. And you can at 888-577-5268. You can also go online and pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. Retronauts worldwide, let's unite right here tonight in support of Kansas Public Radio. Here's Cocktail Inn from their album Exotica with Tequila. You're on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This is a band, or at least was a band, from Argentina. I'm not 100% sure they're still playing. I'm also not sure that every public radio station's going to survive what has been a very challenging year. But you know what? You can do something about that. So often these days, it's easy to feel powerless, like there's little you can do to affect positive change. That's what's so cool about public radio. Every day, there's an opportunity for you to reach out and support a station that brings you independent journalism and wonderful music every day of the year. Don't you agree? That's worth your investment. So why wait? Our operators here at the Underground Martini Bunker, they're waiting to hear from you. Right now, public radio stations all around the country are navigating uncertainty about their future funding. The power's in your hands right now to make a huge impact. So why wait? Join with all the other great folks who are doing their part for public radio. Make your statement right now at 888-577-5268 or at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
I hunted life and I found what was life in the jungle.
In the mambo jungle.
I wanted love and I found my true love in the jungle.
In the mambo jungle.
Crazy delight went on all through the night in the jungle.
In the mambo jungle.
Who counts the loss when the heart's really lost in the jungle?
In the mambo jungle.
In the mambo jungle. Daring, never caring. In the mambo jungle. Let's ba-boo-ba-boo. In the mambo jungle. Yearning while you're burning. In the mambo jungle. Let's ba-boo-ba-boo. Go fast, go slow. Sing high, sing low. My love, don't go. Don't leave the jungle. Learn love, kiss with savage bliss. Fire your desire here in the jungle. Deep in your eyes I found all that was wise in the jungle.
The mambo jungle.
I had a goal to dig deep in your soul in the jungle. I had a right, perhaps, just for that night in the jungle.
In the mambo jungle.
I had a design to make you wholly mine in the jungle. In the mambo jungle. I am now your lover. In the mambo jungle. Yes, deny, better love than cry, better not ask why, better love than die. Let me love you, love you, love you in the mambo jungle.
Mambo, 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 mambo jungle.
In the mambo jungle.
Mambo.
There's Mambo Jungle, 1954, and done there by Mel Gray with the Johnny Michael Orchestra and the Elmo Russ Singers. This is a tune that is the very definition of obscure. Mel Gray apparently only did this one record, same for the Elmo Russ Singers, and Johnny Michael's band appears on just 3 45s, all done in the mid-1950s for a small label in New York City. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where the music is always served shaken, not stirred. I'm Darryl Brogdon. You're at the Underground Martini Bunker, where the drinks are cold and the temperature never rises above.
Cool. Very cool.
In the hour ahead, there's more by the Waitiki Seven. Les Baxter leads 101 strings. And there's a familiar TV tune done by Nelson Riddle. We'll climb aboard the Marrakesh Express, and you'll hear jazz on the Stomach Steinway. Get your kicks on Route 66, but for the sounds of space-age pop, it's the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
We'll be right back.
That's the Waitiki Seven, with a tune from their new album, Caves of the Sea. Les Baxter's Tropicando, and here for you on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Ahead of that, El Manicero, the peanut vendor, played by Bo Axelson and his exotic sounds. Well, you're with me, Daryl Brogdon, at that cavernous condo we call the Underground Martini Bunker. And by now, I guess you probably figured out it's Pledge Week here at Public Radio. And if that news alone hasn't sent you running for the hills, then, my friend, you are a hardcore Public Radio listener. In these complicated times, think about this. Think about where you turn for a little comfort and maybe escape. Possibly the Retro Cocktail Hour is where you land for a much-needed respite from the grind. Well, now that all federal funding for public media has gone away, we're asking you to step up right now and play a vital role in this music by becoming a monthly member. Your ongoing support will ensure that this music remains accessible to everybody. Go to KansasPublicRadio.org or call 888-577-5268. That tune Tropicando we heard a minute ago was composed by Les Baxter for a 1970 album called K-Mango, featuring 101 strings. Here's another one from that album. It's Jungle Montuno on KPR.
Thank you.
The Arthur Lyman Group with Legend of the Rain. It's a tune composed by Alfred Newman for an album called The Magic Islands in the late 1950s. Thanks so much for coming to our party, the Retro Cocktail Hour. Underway, as always, here at the Underground Martini Bunker, where it's Pledge Week. I'm Daryl Brogdon. I want to ask you to do something. Think about why you tune in. Is it
if you are, then let me tell you, Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley are happy to match your incoming pledge dollar for dollar. It's happening tonight, and most of the time we're not asking for your money, but we are right now. So make an investment of 10 or 15 or maybe 20 bucks a month. It's the cost of a price of pizza, for heaven's sake. Support the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio and do it right now.
That's Jay Schaefer, news director here at KPR. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Glad to have you join us tonight for the Retro Cocktail Hour. Think about this. Think about how often you listen to KPR or the Retro Cocktail Hour. How many times a week do you listen? Then think about how KPR fits into your budget. Typically, our budgets are a reflection of how we want to spend our time and the things that matter most. $10 or $15 or $20 a month might fit into your budget and help KPR maintain its financial health so that we can continue to bring you shows like the Retro Cocktail Hour.
It's highly affordable. It's already a good program. You know that. Otherwise, you wouldn't waste your time listening to it. I say it's highly affordable because you put the price on the program when you call and pledge at 888-577-5268. Surely we have a few folks we can thank right now. Daryl, do you got anybody to thank?
Well, we do indeed, Jay Schaefer. We'll thank John Dasta from Overland Park. He says, from Melinda and John and their two cats listening in Overland Park, Kansas. Russell Simmons, Mission, Kansas, thank you. And another anonymous pledge there from Overland Park, Kansas. You can join with those folks right now at kansaspublicradio.org or call us on the phone at 888-577-5268. You know, we have the challenge from Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley. They want to give us $2,000. They want to hear 20 pledges at any membership level, and we are only, we're not even halfway through the challenge. We have $1,110 to go. Now, you know, one person with a pledge of $1,000 could virtually wipe that challenge off the board. That's the kind of action I like to see on a Saturday night. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour. The music, we hope, means something to you. And because I think it does, let the station know about it. And the best way to not only let the station know that, but also to support these broadcasts every Saturday and Sunday night on KPR is with your pledge. Easy to do. So why don't you join with these folks who have already called us tonight or gone to the website kansaspublicradio.org to make that pledge at any membership level. That could be $1,000 or more, could be $10 a month. That's up to you to determine, and then make your pledge. You know, it's our fall pledge drive here at KPR, one of the most important pledge drives I think we've probably ever conducted, because it's our first full drive after the rescission of our federal funding. That's $250,000 in our budget. What are we going to do? How are we going to make that up? You can help. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
People from all across the land are checking in with contributions. I hope you'll be the next one. It's so easy to do, and we've got a dollar-for-dollar match. So make your way to your phone and call 888-577-5268. We'd be happy to thank you no matter where you are listening to us tonight. You can also pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. I love this show, and I bet you do too. And you don't really know what you're going to get from weekend to weekend. It could be something totally different next weekend. But your challenge coming in from an anonymous fan in Parkville, Missouri, We're trying to get that $500, and here's how we get it. We need you and some other folks to pick up the phone and pledge at least $500 in these waning minutes, or we won't get it. So get in on the Dollar for Dollar Challenge coming out of Parkville, Missouri. It's the Dollar for Dollar match at 888-577-5268. Keep the calls rolling in, or go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Again, use it or lose it. I don't want to lose out on $500. You don't want us to lose out on $500. So do your part, whatever your part is. Call 888-577-5268 or pledge online, kansaspublicradio.org.
That's the way to do it during our fall pledge drive here at Kansas Public Radio, where WIC Radio is the station that creates and provides this program for you every week. Won't you do your part to help this station continue to do what it does? KansasPublicRadio.org. Help us match this $500 Use It or Lose It challenge.
It's the best thing happening on Saturday night. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour. Support it now and take advantage of this Use It or Lose It challenge.
Use it or lose it, it is, and it's time for you to act. If you're a Retro Cocktail Hour listener, wherever you happen to be tonight, whether you're here in Kansas or listening somewhere else across the country, it's time for us to hear from you. You enjoy this music, and here's a great opportunity to help us get the funds we need to bring you this program. This program and so many more. You can make that pledge at 888-577-5268. You can go online at kansaspublicradio.org. You probably already know that. Molly Copland knew it. She's here in Lawrence, and she says, thanks to Dave Baldwin and Jill Shelley for the match. Thanks indeed. Marshall Barber, Topeka, Kansas, we appreciate it. And he says it's the only place. Let me see if I can get this all in here. There it is. Here at Bing Crosby, Julie London, and Martin Denny, all on the same program. So that's his reason for the pledge tonight. Joe Alberti in Fairway, Kansas, thank you most kindly for your pledge tonight. Why don't you join with those folks? I'm going to run out of time here in just a second because Jay Schaefer's champing at the bit to interrupt me. But before he does that, I'm telling you that right now that time is running out. We got 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock Central Time. And without your investment, we're going to lose out on this $500 challenge from longtime anonymous listeners in Parkville, Missouri, matching up to $500. It's use it or lose it. So the time has come for you to do your part. KansasPublicRadio.org, 888-577-5268. I think Jay Schaefer's lurking here somewhere, but Jay has left the building, I'm told.
When you hear the tone, it will be exactly time to get a drink. Just a little drink. Any little drink will do.
It really goes down easy.
Before the evening ends, we'll be the best of friends. It's time to get a drink or two.
Time to get a drink. Just a little drink. Any little drink will do. Have a round or two. Parties always do. Time to get a drink or two.
It's time to get a drink. Just a little drink. Any little drink will do.
It really goes down easy.
It's elbow bending time for that old gang of mine. Join us in a drink or two
or three or four. All more.
Well, I could go on like this all night, but you know what? It's time to do some business during these last moments of the Retro Cocktail Hour tonight, because we're going to have to get out of the way here in a minute. We've got news coming up at 9:01. From National Public Radio, and Tom Parkinson is on deck. In fact, he's in the studio next door to me, and we'll be hosting jazz right after the news here on KPR. 888-577-5268. That's the way to go, or kansaspublicradio.org to make your pledge tonight. We are $200 away from meeting the Parkville Challenge from our anonymous listeners in Parkville, Missouri. They'll match every pledge up to $500, and only $200 left in that opportunity. Thank you, Sandra Carty from Portland, Oregon, for calling in tonight with your pledge, talking to our membership director, Sarah Spencer. And she said she wanted to make sure their pledge went towards that $500 challenge. Sandra and her husband listen every single week. Thank you. Amanda Springer in Kansas City, Kansas. I got to read this. My husband and I, she says, recently moved to the KC area and stumbled upon Retro Cocktail Hour one night. It has become a ritual for us to tune in, and oftentimes we run to turn on our kitchen radio when we realize what time it is. Thanks for bringing smiles to our faces and laughter to our lungs. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you to the Springers in Kansas City, Kansas, for helping us out tonight during our fall pledge drive. It's really just begun, but it's a very necessary thing we have to do, especially now, because I'm sure you've heard the news that our federal funding has been rescinded, and that's why it's important to do your part for Kansas Public Radio at 888-KPR-KANU or online at Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 75 and fair. Wind is from the north. Tonight, foggy with a low in the upper 50s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the mid 80s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 60s. It's 75 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Say you're an artist and you want to paint something you can't see, but your AI collaborator can.
I built a multi-robotic system connected to the flow of New York City. By the end of it, myself and the robots were covered in paint. Probably the strangest landscape painting you've ever seen.
Creating and dreaming with AI. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge.
To the Best of Our Knowledge is Sunday morning at 11 on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump is scheduled to meet on Monday with top congressional leaders from both parties, this a day before the government is set to shut down without a bipartisan deal in place. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports.
After President Trump canceled a meeting with Democratic leaders last week, he's now agreed to a new meeting. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries are set to visit with the president. Democrats have said they need stopgap legislation to address Affordable Care Act subsidies that are set to expire by year's end. Schumer and Jeffries said in a joint statement they are resolute in avoiding a shutdown while also addressing the rising health care prices. Both said they want to negotiate a bipartisan spending agreement that, quote, meets the needs of the American people. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
A new NPR Ipsos law enforcement poll shows Americans are concerned about crime, but don't broadly support President Trump's deployment of the National Guard to police U.S. cities. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The poll shows that 7 in 10 Americans say the level of crime and violence in American cities is at an unacceptable level. Crime is down significantly from pandemic-era highs, but Ipsos Vice President Mallory Newell says public perception is still that crime rates are up.
While the American public largely agrees that crime has increased in the U.S. and in major cities, they don't broadly support the actions taken in the name of stopping crime, like calling in the National Guard.
But Newell says there's a significant partisan divide, with about 8 in 10 Republicans supporting Trump's crime-fighting tactics and almost the same number of Democrats opposing. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Iran recalled its ambassadors to Britain, France, and Germany over their moves to reinstate international sanctions over the regime's nuclear pursuits. Terry Schultz has more.
The Iranian regime called the decision to restore UN Security Council sanctions against Tehran irresponsible. A month ago, Britain, France, and Germany warned Iran snapback sanctions would apply if Tehran did not take steps to halt its nuclear program, including the resumption of cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, part of the 2015 deal under which Iran agreed to curtail its advancement. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement in 2018. China and Russia proposed an extension of the moratorium, but it failed to get support. The sanctions include an embargo on conventional weapons, a global asset freeze, and travel bans on Iranian officials. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
And those sanctions are due to take effect this weekend. This is NPR News. At least 3 people are dead in flash flooding in the small town of Globe, Arizona, that forced many people to climb on the roofs of their homes for safety. Another person was found dead near a vehicle in floodwaters in suburban Phoenix last night. Globe officials declared a state of emergency, saying the downtown historic area is unsafe with compromised buildings and hazardous materials from 1,000 propane tanks that washed downstream in the flooding, along with several cars. Dave Chappelle, Aziz Ansari, and Kevin Hart and others are getting blowback from fellow comedians for appearing at a comedy festival that's going on right now in Saudi Arabia. And here's Chloe Veltman reports the Riyadh Comedy Festival's roster includes dozens of A-list American performers.
In a video on his Instagram channel, Marc Maron took aim at colleagues who signed up to perform at the festival, referencing, among other things, Saudi officials' alleged involvement in the September 11th attacks.
From the folks that brought you 9/11, 2 weeks of laughter in the desert. Don't miss it!
Shane Gillis and Stavros Halkias both declined invitations to appear at the event, but others, including Chris DiStefano and Tim Dillon, said they agreed to perform because of the high fees they were offered. However, Dillon says his invitation was recently revoked by the organisers for comments the comedian made on his podcast about slavery in Saudi Arabia. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Wall Street ended the day higher on Friday, with the Dow gaining 299 points. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for jazz all night, every night, and NPR News at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Parkinson. Thank you for stopping in. Appreciate you tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. Coming up this hour, we've got some music from Horace Silver, Joey DeFrancesco coming up, guitarist Anthony Wilson ahead this hour as well. We're going to start with the classic from Cannonball Adderley. From live in New York in 1962 at the Village Vanguard, Canon on alto saxophone, Brother Nat on cornet, with Yusef Lateef filling out the front line on flute. Joe Zawinul is the pianist, with Sam Jones and Lewis Hayes on bass and drums. From the Village Vanguard in 1962, here's a Jimmy Heath composition, Gemini, here on Kansas Public Radio's All Night Jazz. Thank you.
Thank you.